Evil Santa.
Yeah, Santa Claus. I think he lasted about two matches in WWF at the time in the mid-90s. And was a bit rubbish.
Anyway, hello, Richard.
Hello.
How are you?
Excited for what will be our final podcast of 2017.
I know, it's come around so quick. Welcome along to Prop Sport Does WWE, episode 18. Evil Santa, you can go find that on YouTube and everything. And it's Clash of Champions that we're going to be mainly reviewing and talking about, obviously, the big news regarding... the mixed match challenge, things like that as well. But let's get straight into Clash of Champions. Overall, Richard, thoughts?
Interesting.
Was it? Okay.
Well, yeah, yes and no. I think pretty much everything went the way you thought it would do, wouldn't you? With the exception of the US title match, which I'm going to make a prediction here, right now, on this very podcast, that Bobby Roode beats him on SmackDown either this week or next week.
It probably will happen.
Because Dolph Ziggler beat Baron Corbin. Because they want to protect Baron Corbin, don't they, for some reason, because he's big and tall and he's got hair.
And he's finally not wearing his shirt again.
Yeah, so he must have been putting the work in. So, yeah, I think Bobby Roode will beat Dolph Ziggler soon enough. But, yeah, it's an interesting... Well, not really, was it? I said last week I wasn't that interesting, and I was, and I wasn't again. And the only match that was interesting was the four-way tag title match. And it was an interesting match.
Yeah.
And a shame that the world's greatest tag team at the moment, Rusev and Aiden English, did not win.
Oh, but they came so close.
They
came close. And I think that will help eventually down the line. But, yeah, let's run through Clash of Champions. Overall, let's not lie, not hardly... even like No Mercy earlier in the year was built as a big, big pay-per-view because of some of the caliber of matches.
Yes.
This perhaps not so much. But for the first time in a few pay-per-views, I wanted to actively watch a kickoff match.
That's because Mojo Rawley is actually interesting when he's not being Mojo Rawley to an extent.
Yeah.
And he was here.
They've sold this on social media really, really well. So Mojo versus Zack Ryder. The hype pros have broken up. And Mojo, I think this is what I like about commentary. Corey Graves is really selling selling Mojo well.
Yes.
In the sense that he's telling him everybody, you know, he is... untapped potential, he's got all this, he's just a bit too much maybe in your face for everyone's taste. And I thought, now you see that's good commentary. I'm going to come on to commentary later on because I'm very unhappy with one Byron Saxton. But Mojo versus Zach, and you expected Mojo to win, he did. And it was, you know, to say this was a quick match, it was an enjoyable match.
Yeah.
I enjoyed
it. Yeah, it was good.
Okay, moving on, like you said, the big championship change. Dolph Ziggler defeating Baron Corbin and Bobby Roode.
Well, it's Clash of Champions, so you would expect...
a championship, yeah, to change hands.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is... I'm not a big fan of Ziggler at the moment. I think he's a talent. I just don't think the United States Championship is going to help him or the
title.
Well,
that's why I think he's going to lose to Bobby Roode.
At the moment, I don't think it would help Bobby, but never mind. Moving to the Tag Team Championships. This is probably the match of the evening for me. I do love my tag team wrestling at the moment, and these are four pretty decent teams. Maybe Shelton and Gable. Gable had a great moment where they were giving like eight German suplexes out, which was really good towards the end of the match. But the Usos, really good team. And then Rusev and Aiden English, the 12 days of Rusev. It was fantastic. I couldn't recite it back to you.
Aiden English is great.
I watched it at something like 7 o'clock this morning and we're recording this later on in the afternoon.
When are you going to believe me that Aiden English is great? I keep telling you this.
I'm telling you now, I didn't agree with you then.
But now,
I'm starting to agree with you now.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice.
Is the world's greatest man. That's, you know, beyond doubt.
He's a world champion in everyone's heart.
You watch Total Divas, I don't.
Oh, he's great on Total Divas. He's so funny.
I've seen the GIFs of Total Divas, which don't mainly involve Rusev, surprisingly. It's going well, isn't it?
Just one of life's winners is Rusev.
I'll show you some of those GIFs in a moment. But
maybe.
Unfortunately, our listeners can't see them.
But yeah, Rusev and Aiden English are arguably the most over thing on SmackDown at the moment. The New Day still killing it as a tag team. It was a thoroughly enjoyable match.
The New Day are going to get stale at some point again.
Yeah.
They're just doing the same things over and over again. It's just a matter of when that will be.
Yeah. I was hopeful of Rusev and Aiden possibly winning the championships.
Yes.
There was close calls, but it adds to the drama, adds to the story, and that match of the evening for me. So well done to the tag team division.
Isn't the thing that's going to happen anyway, and I know it's kind of skipping ahead, is that the Bludgeon Brothers are going to beat the Usos anyway. Yeah. Because they're the new big, scary tag team.
Well, that's not going in order, but of course we'll come on to that now. The Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, not Eric Harper.
No.
Or no, it's, well, it's Luke Harper and Eric Rowan.
I'll tell you what's interesting, and it's not interesting at the same time. You know the WWE Supercard mobile game?
No. Oh, you play it, yeah.
Right, yeah, and all the cards have their names on and stuff. Mm-hmm. Harper and Rowan, instead of being Luke Harper and Eric Rowan, are now just Harper and Rowan.
So they've updated it very quickly. Mm. Very good. Obviously, it was just a squash match for Breezango, who, again, were so hot maybe 2-3 months ago, and it wasn't capitalised upon. But that's neither here nor
there. It's one of those things where it's only ever going to be a short-term thing, isn't it, with them, because it was based on their humour, and eventually the humour wasn't funny anymore.
Yeah, I mean, they've got the fashion files, but that's,
yeah,
again, becoming a bit stale. Maybe we'll say the same thing about Rusev and Eddie English, but at the moment, it would have been the right time.
Yes.
Coming to the women's championship match, obviously the lumberjack match. You talked about this last week. I don't agree with that. Lumberjack.
Lance Storm says it's lumberjills, so he knows.
Although I'll say this much,
He's trained half of the professional wrestlers in the world these days.
Yeah, Lance Storm, a big fan of Mojo Rawley's promo on Twitter. Well done, Lance Storm, for pushing him over, even though he doesn't work in the company. Charlotte Flair defeating Natalya by submission. Overall, it was an okay-ish match, but
there was too much faff going on outside with all the people.
A lot of faff. I like the Riot Squad at the moment. I'm hopeful that they'll continue to build, but because it does seem like the women's division on SmackDown is small.
The Riot Squad is just this weird collection of three random people, though.
Well, so is Absolution.
Why not? But they don't seem to mix, do they? Although they are all the same. Both groups are the same.
Yeah.
Pale girl, blonde girl, scary girl.
Yeah. Well, to an extent, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the main sort of...
The undercard.
The undercard, out of the way. We come on to the main event. Now, I thought this was going to be... Sorry, I should say this. I thought this was going to be the main event. It was KO and Sammy versus Randy and Shinsuke. Two referees, so you know they're going to clash at some point because it's Clash of Champions.
Clash
overall,
of referees.
Overall, all four looked good. Pretty decent. Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan selling their sort of angles and their halves of the ring quite well.
The thing is, it's a 20-minute match to sell what's going to happen on SmackDown. Tune in Tuesday night on USA.
Yeah, but...
still
Kevin,
good. Yeah,
Kevin Owens and Sami have won. They're not going to get sacked.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
they can still get sacked.
No, but it's not like Sami Zayn was down for the mixed match challenge already. No. That was announced this week, so a bit of a spoiler there. But Kevin Owens and Sami, they retain, and it was a very fast count, of course, from Daniel Bryan. So who's turning heel? Is it Shane or is it Daniel Bryan? Well, in my opinion, I have no idea, because Byron Saxton was contradicting himself left, right, and centre. His commentary put off the entire show for me. Yeah. This is the thing. He needs to stop acting like the moronic commentator. Now, I know that this is not me saying that he's acting like the moron. He is a moron. He's acting like a moron because that's what the company want from him, and it's poor. It's just another example of, you know, at Survivor Series when they were all arguing over each other, and it was just for a horrible bit of commentary. This is exactly the same. Corey Graves, I just praised him earlier, and he was arguing with him. I didn't enjoy that. That brings Corey down a notch. Tom Phillips was doing okay, doing the Michael Cole sort of role. But this needs to stop with Byron, because you're spoon-feeding the fact that he's the babyface commentator and Corey's obviously the heel.
Yeah.
Stop it. Just put over your wrestlers.
It's what they like, though, isn't it?
Who's there?
The WWE universe.
But yeah, are you happy with the fact the result of this?
Yeah, quite don't want to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn sacked, do I?
Oh gosh, no, it would be horrible.
Where would they go?
New Japan.
Yeah, where would they go?
Okay.
Impact.
No, global.
Who's this Owen Kevin?
All right, and then moving on to the main event, AJ Styles defeating Jinder. We expected nothing
else.
It was a very long match, it felt.
At least Jinder didn't win.
Yeah. So and then AJ is still putting over the Singh brothers and Jinder, making them look great.
And now I guess what happens is on Tuesday, we work out where or who AJ Styles defends against at the Royal Rumble.
Which is quite interesting.
Obvious, there's no obvious person at the moment, is there?
No, so they might have like maybe a battle royal or something. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows? But
mad tournament.
I say this much for Jinder: when he was trying to go for this, he went for the Styles Clash. Obviously,
yes.
Oh, I thought that is heel. So he's come a long way, but this has got to be the end of his push, hasn't it, Richard?
Yes. Well, losing to Triple H should have done that anyway.
But he was in a WWE Championship match.
Are you excited for a mixed match challenge? Because I don't really want to say anything else about AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal anymore.
Well, we will do it in everything in a sec, but let's just really quickly talk about something else that we missed last week. But to be fair, I think it was happening just before we recorded.
What did we miss?
We missed talking. We talked previously about Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega.
Oh yes.
And Chris Jericho has now attacked Kenny Omega.
He has.
And it
blood
was,
and everything.
It was a superb sell for an event that's coming up. I thought it was brilliant, and I'm really looking forward to Wrestle Kingdom. I know it's not WWE, but it's a WWE superstar.
Buying the New Japan World Service to watch it.
For that event, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if I'll be able to watch it live.
Well.
We'll see. And then, of course, the big news of the week, the Mixed Match Challenge. Yeah. first thoughts, Richard?
Yeah, more content. Yay.
Another bit of content.
Why, right, is Nia Jax trying to get Braun Strowman to be her partner when surely in storyline she should be wanting Enzo to be her partner because they're like...
that was a whistle, ladies and gentlemen.
See, the thing is with this Enzo and Nia storyline is, as we know in the past with things like this, Rusev and Lana, that when these things... are happening like this, they tend to not just happen on telly but in real life.
We did mention that last week, yeah. But the mixed match challenge, some of the competitors have been announced, obviously. It's going to be a man and a woman teaming up as a team, taking on a SmackDown.
It's the only time of the year that Raw SmackDown.
But what do you think about the idea of this going on Facebook?
Well, it's an interesting way of trying to find a new audience for the product, isn't it?
I think it's...
another new thing.
I think it's just another example of Vince being quite aware of the market. And you can slag Vince off all you want. He's always aware of what he wants in the market and where the sort of where to go. So the streaming service, had it come up a bit earlier, but like it was planned to, it probably would have been much more successful, wouldn't it?
Indeed. And it opens it up to a new possible avenue for product. Because will Facebook buy the rights to the Football Premier League? Probably not, but it's another option to them, isn't it?
But they do have the funds that are able to.
Twitter
probably.
Are showing American football games these days. So it's opening up new avenues, isn't it, to how they can get stuff out there.
Yeah.
I mean, the other interesting Vince story this week is, of course, what do we know about Vince McMahon? From everything we read, everything we hear and listen to about Vince McMahon, he's always been desperate to be successful outside of professional wrestling.
Is this the XFL?
Yeah, whether it's the World Bodybuilding Federation or, he owned an arena in the 70s and this, that, and the other and promoted a boxing match.
Politics with his wife, yeah.
But he's never had success outside of them. And the XFL is obviously the big one of those. And now it potentially is coming back because Vince has formed a new company and... talking about the United Football League or something, or Your Football League, whatever they're going to call it. Because, Donald Trump, you may have heard of him. He doesn't like the NFL. And he's friends with Vince. And Donald Trump used to run a team in a failed American football
league.
Well,
what is XFL, though? It was an extreme football league. What made it extreme?
No. The X didn't stand for anything.
Right.
It's one of those great Vince things where it doesn't stand for anything.
Well, like the...
But everyone thought it was that. And the X Division Championship, exactly. And it didn't work because everyone thought it's just third-rate American football. So
yeah. It's looked back as one of his big sort of failures.
Massive
or
failures.
Flops
it lost
or whatever.
Hundreds of millions of dollars overall.
Wow.
I think it was. All right, 35 it says on Wikipedia. But I've got an XFL ball somewhere and a couple of shirts.
You do, Richard. Yeah. Come on. All right, really quickly. So Mixed Match Challenge, looking forward to it or not?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay. And on the 2 thumbs up scale for Clash of Champions, what would you give it?
Just one in the middle, I think.
So one middle thumb.
Yeah.
I'd go 1 3-quarter thumb.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, thank you very much, Richard. Ooh! One last bit of news.
Yes.
Obviously, NXT made its national broadcast debut. And nearly, I think it was 800,000 plus viewers watched it on the USA Network. Now, I really hope they don't put this on national television because it's even more content and it's going to maybe take it away from the network, which is where you can watch it week by week. Yeah. So hopefully. But good numbers, and just to prove that obviously there are more perhaps hardcore than casual fans that would be able to watch it. So we'll wait and see. But anyway, yeah, Richard, that's pretty much
yes,
it.
Yes, match of the week two for you this week because A, works the last one, and B, Tom Zenk died in the past week. No one seems to have known when. It was only announced publicly yesterday, or people found out about it yesterday. If you never saw him wrestle, a decent wrestler, more famous perhaps in modern terms of being a very outspoken guest on various internet radio shows in the early 2000s, late 90s. And if you can find those clips with him on Wrestling Observer on the IADA, then do search them out. So two matches for you. One way he teamed with Brian Pillman and lost the US Tag Team titles against the Midnight Express at Capital Combat 1990, which is also the event where RoboCop gets involved in the main event. Don't ask. And then they collide with each other for the light heavyweight title at WrestleOne 92. Two great matches involving those two, and well worth a watch. So Pillman and Zenk versus the Midnights at Capital Combat 90, and Pillman versus Zenk at WrestleOne 92.
Double the match of the week, Richard. It's been a good 2017. How would you rate 2017 in the year of wrestling as a whole for now?
About one thumb up, I think. It's been all right, I think.
I've really enjoyed, when you look back at it, Simon Miller from the What Culture Gang made a few good points, some I didn't agree with, and I love Simon. I think he's a great content maker. And I'm not so sure I agree with all of it, but he does mention the fact that, for instance, in the year of 2017, we got a Goldberg WrestleMania main event. We got the Shinsuke Nakamura debuting on main WWE television. AJ Styles is a WWE champion. Kurt Angle's in the Hall of Fame and wrestling. So overall, when you look at it, it's not been too bad, but I'll give it one thumb.
Yeah, it's been all right, but there's also been a lot of dross as well.
Gosh, yeah, it really has. But sort of the emergence of, well, I said the emergence, the re-emergence maybe of New Japan with Omega and Okada, things like that. So certainly interesting, but we'll wait and see. I'm hopeful that the Royal Rumble is really exciting and kickstarts us into WrestleMania season.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. Richard, have yourself a Merry Christmas.
And yourself and all of our listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. Subscribe, like, do whatever you want to do. At Proper Sport if you want to get in touch. And we'll see you in 2018. Bye, everyone! Yay.